So another chapter in the shambles that is the Touré saga. The Greens are in meltdown after MPs Kennedy Graham and David Clendon said they would resign if Touré didn't go. She didn't, so they're off. Their argument, the party cannot condone breaking the law, but the party is spinning it, suggesting they're bitter over their low list spots.
My perspective is that they have been looking for a reason to resign, and they've done that.
Well, the Green Party co-leader James Shaw is with us. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Do you really need the 7 weeks out, do you think?
No, you don't need the 7 weeks out from an election. It's very unfortunate.
What would your assessment of the potential damage be now to your party?
Well, look, I think political parties, throughout history have been through worse times and bounced back from that. I'm hoping that we can do the same thing.
Do you have any polling that suggests you're in trouble yet?
No. We do know that there are some polls in the field, and we're anticipating hearing from some of those in the next few days. It'll be a little hard to pick through, the sequence of events, of course, because we were anticipating that the rise of Jacinda Ardern, of course, was going to have a dent, but then the proximity of this event to that, It makes it a little hard to interpret the data.
Here's what these two said last night, and I understand you're angry with it. Are you going to suspend them? Will you be able to suspend them, by the way?
We should be able to, yes. I'm going to put a motion to caucus this morning.
Right, and suspend them and boot them out of the party?
I'll be talking to the party executive about that tonight.
Is that the sort of energy you should be putting into things at the moment, given arguably you got bigger fish to fry?
Yeah, absolutely. I shouldn't really be having to deal with this. I should be out on the campaign trail, talking to people about climate change and clean rivers and ending poverty. But these things happen. You just have to deal with them.
Right. So here's what these guys said. The timing by Materia of her admissions and her continuing justification of her actions we see as incompatible with the standards and leadership of the Green Party. A lot of people would actually agree with that, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would, and they have. And like I said last night, I respect both David and Kennedy and their interpretation, their right to hold that opinion. What really annoyed me yesterday was the way that they went about expressing it.
But here's your other problem. Why did your party try and spin it that these are grumpy old men going nowhere fast who are lazy and it's good to have them out the back door, when really that's not true?
It wasn't. That was something that was said in anger by a staff member, and she shouldn't have said that.
Because Kennedy Graham at 8 is a shoo-in under normal circumstances back into Parliament. My understanding, he's a hard worker.
Kennedy is an extraordinarily hard worker. Yeah.
So he didn't deserve that yesterday either.
No, he didn't.
Here's the other thing. Try and explain this to me. I've always seen you as a sort of a level-headed, sensible kind of guy who was trying to right the green ship along the lines of Russell Norman to make it an environmental party that was accessible electorally to a large number of New Zealanders. Is that a fair assessment?
I'd like to think that that was true, Mike.
Right. So why are you backing somebody who lies and cheats, having this sort of fallout, and look at the damage it's all doing?
Well, this is what I keep saying about the things that Materia did when she was young, right, is that the events that we're talking about happened 25 years ago, well before she became a parliamentarian. And, she turned her life around, frankly, to go on to become the leader of the third largest political party in New Zealand.
Yeah, great story. There's no contrition. And it's almost like she condones the behaviour. And a lot of middle New Zealanders look at that and go, it's completely unacceptable. We would never do it. And what about all the people who are in the same position who didn't do it? What does that say about them?
Yeah, look, I disagree that there hasn't been contrition.
Where has it been? I've not heard it.
Oh, at the press conference that we held on Friday, she talked about the things that she did when she was young were wrong. But like she said, before, she's trying to make amends with that, and she's working through the consequences of that at the moment. But, I believe that everybody's entitled to a pass, Mike, at the end of the day. And the woman that I know, whatever happened, in her youth, the woman that I know is a person of, real integrity and courage. Mm. And so I do back her. I've known her for, I didn't know her when she was, 22, but I've known her for the past 6 or 7 years.
Well, you're entitled to, of course, but to what cost, ultimately? Come election night, and you and I will inevitably talk on election night or the night after, and your vote's collapsed and the whole thing's been a disaster, at what cost?
Well, I think it's recoverable, you know, and you know, like I said, I mean, if you look at the Labor Party, right, and, you know, a lot can change in the space of a week. This is a messy episode, and I'm very sorry for it, but, you know, we'll get through it.
Are these resignations it? There are no more to come?
There are no more to come.
No more chapters in the Touré story to come?
Well, I hope not.
Well, do you know?
Yes, I do know. Look, we've had this conversation. You know, we've been through things. I'm pretty satisfied that, you know, everything that's out there is out there.
Appreciate your time very much, James Shaw, the co-leader.